My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
One-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. Hour number three, great to be with you, and very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. And I'm reaching back here to grab this wonderful book that he has written. That's right here on within easy access on my shelf. It's called The Authoritarians. You can see me holding it up to our viewing audience, And the foreword is by Congressman Dan Burton and John Doolittle. And it's their assault on individual liberty, the Constitution, and free enterprise from the 19th century to present. And I welcome Jonathan Emord to the program. Jonathan, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be with you again.
You know, we were talking about the condition of the nation and how this is not a, well, it's just not a short term plan. And you were saying, you know, as we were talking about it, that this is something that's been in their works for quite some period of time, and not just that it's been in their works for a long period of time, but that it's been a very meticulous plan. Talk with us some more about that. You've written about that in your article, Leftists Like Biden and Hochul Get History So Wrong Intentionally, and I think that's a key that we need to understand.
Yeah, it is not a result of incompetence. It's not a result of the fact that Biden has spatial and temporal problems. It is intentional. He sold his soul to the Democrats, to the socialist wing of the Democrat Party before he got elected. In fact, that was indispensable to his election. And the government that he has created in his administration is dominated by socialists from the top all the way through the administrative agencies. And they have rapidly insinuated themselves into every aspect of government and have vastly expanded the powers of the government to achieve this socialist end largely through the Green New Deal approach, which is to destroy the backbone of the American economy, the fossil fuel industry, and combine that with an open border policy on our southern border so that fentanyl, crime, everything comes through. This is not an accident. This is not a byproduct that was unexpected. This is an intentional destruction of free enterprise, private property, and American liberty. And it is intentional because they intend to replace it with a dictatorship, essentially, a socialist state in which everyone is beholden to the government. Recognize that this is all about power, divesting the American people of their power and liberty so those in government, in the federal government, have that power and can control American lives to achieve their ends.
So, Jonathan, I want to ask you that, because this is the question that we were kind of getting into as we were coming out of the green room. Let me read this to you, because I think it's interesting. This is coming from a millennial. This is coming from someone who has reacted to the Supreme Court's decision regarding Dobbs and is of the impression that what that means is that abortion is now banned by the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court banned abortion, which is not factual, but that's what they believe. So here's something that they have written. One of their commenters writes, last I checked, this was the USA, not the Taliban. And they respond by saying, there has been a long, slow marathon on the part of the radical extremists in this country. They've been working for 40 years to get to a point where they can take over and subjugate the rest of us. This is their supernova moment, and they don't care if they burn everything to the ground. That's how crazy they are, and that's how dangerous the situation is. If the rational majority of Americans do not stand up now to these people, this country will cease to exist as we've known it. Now, if you were objectively looking at this and didn't know under what pretense this had been written, you might almost assume, Jonathan, that you were entering into a conversation amongst rational constitutionalists, like originalist constitutionalist-minded people like you and I.
Right, and the premise is false. And this is not atypical in the lexicon of the far left, of socialists. Socialists use lies to deceive people intentionally in order to absorb power. Their goal is power, accumulation of power, and any means to achieve that end is acceptable to them. So whether it is Antifa rioting, BLM rioting, burning down buildings, stealing property, calling that redistribution of income, whatever it is, to achieve the goal of destroying the marketplace, taking people's property, redistributing income to those who are politically preferred, opening up the borders so you destroy private property, lives, killing people with the fentanyl overdoses, all of this is part and parcel of a punishment of the free people of the United States, a destruction of freedom in America. And what this person is doing is based on a false assumption. Dobbs did not declare abortion illegal. Dobbs merely determined correctly that the Constitution of the United States does not include within it anything that gives the federal government jurisdiction over the issue of abortion and left it to the states and to the people to decide those questions. That is how the Founding Fathers left it in 1787 and 1791. Mm-hmm. And that is how it has been since, but for Roe v. Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood, where the court created whole cloth, new powers, never before a part of the Constitution, whereby the federal government would declare there to be a right of privacy inuring in the right of a woman to abort a fetus until the time of viability, and then also declared there to be a balancing test in Casey to be used to determine whether restrictions on abortion would be deemed constitutional. That whole assumption of power in an area never before addressed by the Constitution was a power grab and was characteristic of the over 250 other Supreme Court decisions that have been overruled based on the notion that they were so starkly at odds with the Constitution, not least of which is the Dred Scott decision, which declared slavery, individuals who were fleeing from the institution of slavery, not to be people, but to be chattel. So there are many instances where the court has gotten it wrong by comparison and has recognized it. And this is one of them. And we should celebrate this, because if this person really believed in liberty, that this person would celebrate this decision. Why? Because as the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence makes clear, just governments are based on the consent of the governed. Our Constitution was ratified by the states then in existence, reflective of the consent of the governed. And when either the president or the courts or any other individual in government in the bureaucracy seizes power, that violates that consent, that enables them to take the government in any direction they wish, and it leaves us impoverished in our freedom and in our ability to be sovereign, as was intended. We were to be the sovereigns, the state was to be our servant. Mm-hmm. So,
well, the
what the court has done is
to,
simply readjusted the dynamic.
Right. No, absolutely. I concur and understand that. I think the other piece, though, that they're referencing to is how the media and the liberals have portrayed the J6 situation. They have completely bypassed that. There's justification in their minds for Antifa and BLM and the burning down of the businesses and all of the upheaval and so on in the streets. Yet, by the same token, those things are, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse vilified, right? Yet we have J6, and now, oh, that's all about, you know, people like you and me, man. We're the bad guys because we actually believe that there should be honest elections, and there's a preponderance of evidence that supports that these weren't and are not and continue to be dishonest elections.
Yeah, what we have to get back to is an understanding that if you unleash the dogs of crime against your opponents, then your opponents will resort to the same tactic. You may think that you have control over the government today, and you may very well have that control, but tomorrow you may not. And if your opponents take over and follow the same practice, then the riots that would come from the right, that would burn, destroy your buildings and your places association, would come upon you. That is ridiculous. That is absurd. That is anarchy. What we need is equal justice under law, and we have it. It's provided for in the Constitution, the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments. We need the law enforced against any person, regardless of their political affiliation, who commits a crime. And when they don't do that, when they instead, like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, look the other way when people threaten the lives of the justices of the Supreme Court, burn down businesses, rob people, stab people, murder people, let them go without prosecution, get rid of bail, have these Soros-backed socialist DAs who will not prosecute people based on their skin color or based on a metric that says that people who steal up to a certain amount of dollar volume ought not be subject to any criminal law enforcement, or who engage in sexual offenses ought not be enforced against. This is the ruination of a society of ordered liberty. This means that you can never be safe. This means that you must always be armed. This means that you must never take for granted that you live in a country of law, that you may be prosecuted without regard. Look at this poor person in New York, in the bodega, who was simply trying to defend himself against a robber and ends up being thrown into the Who's Gal Rikers Island or wherever he was.
Crazy.
That is the kind of thing that is arbitrary justice, right?
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. Be back right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Jonathan Emord. Real quick, want to encourage you, if you're tired of paying these crazy gas prices and you're looking for a way to save some money at the pumps, try Green Fuel Tabs, greenfueltabs.shop. We use them in our car, 2015 Toyota Camry. We're getting about 20 to 25% better gas mileage since we started using them. I've got several customers now signing up across the country, and they're experiencing savings as well. Greenfueltabs.shop. Greenfueltabs.shop. Sign up today. $2.50 treats a 10-gallon tank. $2.50 treats a 10-gallon tank. You can sign up and get 100 gallons worth of treatment sent to you. Cost you $25 a month for 100 gallons. If you drive a lot, you'll buy more. But start there and give it a shot. GreenFuelTabs.shop. All right, Jonathan, Emord.com. And again, I encourage you to get his book, The Authoritarians. And really, the education in here is just quite amazing for you. And I think it'll really enlighten you on so much of what it is that we are, that we're speaking about. You were, you know, kind of going into the longer term impacts of this, understanding, I guess, really educating on what it is that they continue to do and the disinformation they continue to put upon us and how they are co-opting people's understandings of really what truth is.
Yeah, this is a really evil, well-developed and coordinated enterprise in which politicians, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, President Biden, his administration, his staff, his chief of staff, Ron Klain, they are all at work on tandem complementary efforts to coerce and cajole those in the media to present a image of big government, of their proposals and of the administration that is favorable. Now, you know, some would say, well, that's also been done in Republican administrations. The difference here is that for the first time in our history, beginning with the Trump administration, the media has actually become overtly, essentially an arm of the Democrat Party, publishing without critique or serious critical evaluation, the position papers of the Democrat Party, the administration, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, so that you have an unfiltered propaganda mill operating through the major media with few exceptions. And that is also true of alliances made in industry. So you have government industry collusion, whereby large industry players are using their power to control lending, to favor Democrat institutions and positions, largely Green New Deal and social justice initiatives. And you have it also just insinuating itself through all aspects of society, both from the coercion and pressure applied on the private sector, and then also through direct regulation. And this is a movement afoot to sap away, actually, to basically to exsanguinate the liberty blood that runs through our veins and draw it into the government and leaving us helpless and then causing us to become dependents. The end of all of this, when you destroy the economy because you destroy the fossil fuel backbone, when you create crime, allow it to run rampant by not enforcing the law against your politically preferred Antifa and BLM, and by breaking down the criminal justice system, you invite revolution. That's the point. You invite revolution. You invite the destruction of everything people rely upon for the security necessary for a free state. And then you make people afraid. You make people afraid constantly. You constantly gin up fierce campaigns one after another, whether it's gun violence or the pandemic or abortion. You stoke the flames of revolution. You constantly wink and nod at violence when it's against your enemies, and you don't enforce the law when it's against, when the crimes are committed against your enemies, and you encourage it. So this is why you see Nancy Pelosi not condemning violence against family clinics where people are talking about raising children rather than aborting them, and adoption rather than abortion. And they just do nothing against the destruction going on there. They do nothing against the attack on the justices. These are lawless people. They're complicit in the lawlessness because they want a revolution. They talk about transformational change, which is really just a buzzword for socialism.
But they need us to become the focal point of individuals like the young person whose comment that I read, who believes that we're the bad guys and we're the ones that need to be exterminated. Thank you, Jonathan. We've run out of time.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, there we go. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. It's been an adventure this morning. I keep praying, by the way, for Pastor Vitaly over in the Ukraine. I am not hearing anything from him. I've not heard anything from him yet this morning. And that does concern me. I know he's incredibly busy. But I do know that they, there's Doug. There we go. Can you hear me, sir? I assume you can hear me. I heard an echo coming back.
Hi, Pastor Greg.
Hey, all right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So let me, make another quick technical change over here. And there we go. I love it. Outstanding. Well, it's a pleasure to see you in person.
Pastor Greg, it's always an honor. It's really an honor to talk to you finally. See your beautiful face. And knowing what you've gone through, it's amazing you got that face.
It's by the glory of God, isn't it?
Amen.
By the glory of God, no question. No question about it. Well, I'm, again, very pleased. I'll wrap this very quickly by just saying, folks, please be praying for Pastor Vitaly. He and his team were out yesterday passing aid out to areas that were damaged by Russian bombs and also by raids of Russian soldiers who murdered individuals in the villages where they went and had been cutting them off. And so they share video picture of the individuals that are receiving the aid that they have been collecting and bringing. And, you know, this of course, puts them at great risk and great danger as they travel. It creates challenges. So I just encourage you, please pray for Pastor Vitaly Dudukolov and his team. And, of course, they're getting ready for that large children's outreach that they do once a year where they, you know, try to reach out to just as many orphans as they can and let them know that they are loved and cared for. And in the Russian culture in particular, where life is not valued, as I shared, my Russian school teachers from when I was a Russian linguist in the Air Force, on average, anywhere from 15 to 25 abortions. 15 to 25 abortions. Because babies and life don't matter in an atheistic culture. So, So pray for him and pray for their safety, please. And I'll hope that I'm going to hear something back from him sometime today to let me know that he's all right. Or at least from Rich at the least of these. Okay, that brings me back. And I think he'll be back on the screen here in just a minute. There he is. It is an honor to welcome my next guest. We had a very powerful interview talking about Deborah, who was murdered. Deborah Emanuel, who was murdered by Islamics, and I reject this concept that you call them that people call them Islamic radical. They're not radicals. They're following Sharia law. They are doing exactly what their book tells them to do. Find the infidel and kill them. And in this case, in this particular case, they made accusations, false accusations, that somehow she told a lie about Muhammad, that she blasphemed their prophet. And that was, but they don't need that. I mean, blaspheming their prophet would be saying something to the effect that Muhammad was a guy that made up a religion so that he could gain control of a group of people because he was mad at the Jews because they didn't like the religion that he made up that he was trying to force on them. And they ran him out and he went to another city and he got a bunch of cutthroat people together and they killed all the Jews in that city. And then they started raiding the caravans. And then once they built up their army to the point that they thought that they could overthrow the city that he came out of, he went back into the city, pretended to be peaceful, took over the political arm, and then slaughtered all of his political opponents. He was a murderer. And in addition to being a murderer, he also was a pedophile who raped his first wife that was 9 years old so that her father could gain favor with him and become the heir to his kingdom when he died. There. Have I said enough about the liar Muhammad? Anyway, so there we go, Doug. And now they're over there, enslaving these young girls and murdering them, murdering their parents, slaughtering their villages, and using Muhammad's lies as justification to do so.
Yeah, the blasphemy murders are spreading, you know. The blasphemy murders are not on their surface what they appear to be. These are not religious acts only. They are political gestures and organizing events whereby they energize the crowds to get engaged for the purpose of jihad generally. So that is why you're seeing many you're seeing many seemingly innocuous people getting charged with genocide. So, or I'm sorry, getting charged with blasphemy. So,
yeah.
My colleague Masara Kim, who's one of our great reporters on the ground in Jos, is doing a story about this for the Epoch Times, I believe. So there's several cases of people who are charged on frivolous grounds of insulting the prophet, and some are waiting for their trials, and other people are being attacked by opportunity wherever it may occur. For example, about a week after Deborah was murdered, a Muslim man in the capital of Abuja was attacked on charges of blasphemy. He was killed, and he was burned to death. That was a well-reported case.
So and we should be clear to understand, too, that these assaults, that's why I'm saying, folks, these aren't, this isn't radical. This is what their book tells them to do. Muhammad instituted these things in order to make sure that nobody got in his way when he was marauding and stealing and raping and pillaging and conquering territories. He wanted to make sure that when they went into a territory, there wasn't any opposition left. And so the way that he did it was, as he said, anybody that says anything bad about me, that gives you the right to kill them. So go do it. And that's, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what that's about. And it's the same thing. They are taking over these countries. They are running things. And anybody that speaks against them or their quote-unquote prophet, they're going to kill, Doug. It's horrific. It's just horrific.
Well, I'd like to introduce, you know, if I may, an idea that hasn't been talked about, but which occurs to me is relevant to this whole discussion.
Sure.
Now that is the recourse to violence in our current U.S. situation. We see increasingly the woke mobs are emboldened to attack targets that have never been attacked before. For example, our Supreme Court justices. I think just yesterday or a day before, a young man in Texas, I think from Nigeria, has threatened to kill Senator Ted Cruz. And so we have these appeals to violence in this country increasingly since the murder of George Floyd and the 574 riots that took place across the country, all meant to underscore a righteous cause of remediation of racial injustice, but all violent, although reported on news as mainly peaceful demonstrations.
Far from that. We're going to take a quick break so that you can develop this on the other side and actually run with this and what you're talking about. And folks, you know, the bottom line here, too, is we're not propagating violence. I'm not propagating violence or even a violent response. Do we need to be prepared to defend ourselves? I believe wholeheartedly. And that's why we have our Second Amendment here in the United States of America, because we need the ability to defend ourselves. But our first line of defense is an offense, and that is in the realm of the spirit.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the thing. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to products that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And that is my guest, Doug Burton. You'll see a live picture of him in just a moment. But we want to play something for you. And this is going to give you an idea of what is being taught. Now, on the left, you'll see this is the translation. The question being asked is, do you know God? Yes. Where is he? He is in heaven. Can God be seen? No. All the world belongs to who? Belongs to God. If one insults the prophet, what should be the punishment? Such person should be cut by the throat. Listen to this.
Kata Allah. Yana ina?
Ya sama.
Yana ina?
Ya sama.
Tao ana gani nai?
Eh.
Ba gani nai?
Eh.
Duk duniya ba kai su.
Ayana Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ya 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 tsaya.
To in mutun ya baci annabi.
Eh.
Mi za a yi mai?
Ayankeci ya fita a tace ci.
To masha Allah.
There it is. Fulani boy taught to kill infidels. That is what children are being indoctrinated into. And that's why I said, folks, that it is important to understand that what we are discussing, what we are facing, is genocide. And Doug, go ahead. You're back on the screen.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Greg. Well, we don't know that young man is Fulani, but the Fulani people have a in Nigeria, they are known as the group that is committing much of the violence against sedentary Christian farmers in the Middle Belt and the northern part of Nigeria. So in any case, that teaching is very recognizable and can be understood as the nurturing process of the people who killed Deborah Emanuel on May 12th.
And it should also be understood, right, that this idea that it is some kind of a dispute over land or a farmer's dispute is, and I think you and I covered this, but just to reemphasize that, I'll let you speak to that. But my understanding from what I've heard is that no truth in that.
Yeah, Pastor Greg. There are farmer-herder conflicts all over Africa, and they always have been there. So farmer-herder conflicts are not unusual, especially in an area where there's increasing desiccation and with an exploding population. Every 25 years, the population doubles. So the land resources are being tread upon and used by much larger groups of people. I think this is as important as climate change.
Well, climate change is nonsense. Climate change is nonsense, okay? That's absolute, yeah.
So the farmer-herder conflict narrative is partly true, but it's greatly overused and exaggerated to excuse the atrocities that have been committed as motivated by sectarian hatred. And it has been invoked by U.S. State Department as well as the favored NGOs that the State Department uses, such as the International Crisis Group, such as the Amnesty International. Many of these academically oriented groups that study the problem in West Africa, and these studies rarely include the voices of the victims. So that is why our reporting at Rural Watch, which is our little reporting group in Nigeria, it's very different. We emphasize the voices of the people who are actually being attacked. And they tell you that when 100 men come into the village at 2 o'clock in the morning, burning houses and killing men and women and children with machetes or machine guns, these men are saying, Allahu Akbar, which means God is great. Mm-hmm. They are appealing to the authority of jihadist Islam in order to do these atrocities. And that has been the case for decades. So this is the truth that has to be pointed out.
Yeah.
The sectarian hatred is clearly the cause of most of the violence.
Right. This is Islam attacking in particular Christians. I mean, the Christians have been the predominant target, and that was what Dr. Gloria points out. I replayed the interview that I did with her and Dee Dee late last week, and she points out in there, and she goes after the whole, you know, idea of it being, you know, a big herd thing. Okay. I wanted you also, there was something else that we were going into the break. I guess it had to do with the Fulani boy and what he was being taught. But there was something else you were going to say, and we only got about a minute left for you to get that in.
Well, the fact is that, you know, the appeal to violence increasingly has been seen in European politics and in the United States. And it's simply a fact that violence has always been invoked, by jihadism as a justification for vanquishing your political opponents, even if they may not have a religious orientation. But if non-Muslims attack Muslims, it may be portrayed or interpreted to be an attack on Islam or blasphemy, as was the case with Deborah.
Right. Well, and even, you know, attempting to defend themselves is twisted and turned around. And this president in Nigeria, who promised that he was going to defend all of the people, has done anything but, sadly. And that is another reason why we have, you know, that significant issue, I believe, that's taking place over there. Doug, thank you. Thank you for letting us see that video, by the way, so that we can get an understanding, too. Folks, this starts at such a young age. We have got to pray against this spirit of deception. We have got to pray against this spirit of murder. And we have got to raise our voices so that the truth about what's actually happening over there is being told.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.